UrbanAudioBooks.com and Quan presents Bulletproof Love, written by Sunny F. Black and read by Angela Yee. Prologue. Go ahead, you black cocksucker. I want you to do something stupid so I can toe-tag your ass. D-Murda thought about it, but seeing the half-dozen or so guns pointed at him, he knew he'd never win. As carefully as he could, he laid his pistol on the floor and got on his knees. Before he could even raise his hands, the officer's dog piled on him, and they began punching him in various spots, trying to bend his arms at impossible angles. Lying on his stomach, D-Murda looked around the room and wondered how the hell he had gotten caught in such a fucked-up predicament. There was blood spattered on the overturned furniture and walls of the bedroom. A man he had never seen before lying on the bed with a quarter-sized hole above his right eye. On the floor beside the man was another body. This one was face down with several holes in his back. Blood was still flowing from the body, turning the coke that had come from the busted packages into a pinkish goop. Though he had never once fired his gun, D knew he was fucked with a capital F. Somebody got caught with their hand in the cookie jar, an officer wearing a windbreaker smirked, cuffing D's hands roughly behind his back. Dog, I know what it looks like, but I ain't got nothing to do with this shit, D tried to tell the officer. Windbreaker jerked him roughly to his feet. Yeah, and I'm the fucking queen of England, he chuckled. Looks like that tip we got paid off, huh? Who we got here? A black detective asked, approaching from behind. When he saw who Windbreaker had in custody, all he could say was, oh, shit. What's the matter? Windbreaker asked, not really understanding the situation. That's D-Murda from 128.